You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Valley County, which encompasses McCall, Donnelly, Cascade, and plenty of rural and Forest Service land in the West Central Mountains, is struggling to maintain its roads. Now, that's because almost half of the county's road budget comes from federal funding. That money, though, is in danger of drying up. Years of low budgets, coupled with the threat of a sunsetting federal fund, has forced county leaders to look at other ways to make up that difference. What's their solution? A new tax on homeowners. Joining us to talk about this issue is Valley County Commissioner Sherry Maupin. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Gemma.
First off, you have only been in your position as commissioner for a few weeks.
Yeah.
You were appointed by the governor. So was this levy in the works, I'm assuming, before you came on board 3 weeks ago?
Yes. They have been discussing and trying to discover ways in order to fund our road department without having to place the burden upon the homeowners. But after much research and looking at ways that legislatively we can fund our department, this was their only option. So this has been in the works for a number of months, actually, this discussion. So I'm jumping in at the last minute.
Lucky you, right?
Yes, and helping out.
Okay, so tell us what the problem is with roads in Valley County.
Okay, so the way that we were funded at one moment in time was through timber receipts. And then it went to a federal program called Safe Rural Schools, SRS. And that funding had started to dwindle. And our commissioner, Gordon Cruikshank, has gone to Washington, D.C. many years in a row asking for that fund to be continued. We were funded at $3 million for the last few years. Back in 17, our funding dropped to $75,000, and then last year has not been allocated at all. So throughout the last few years, our maintenance programs have had to be minimum. No new road construction. It's been very difficult to plan for the future, not knowing where a stable funding source was going to be coming from. So we have worked with the state in trying to reallocate some of the gas tax dollars, because that is our main funding structure. And it is a specific formula that they use in order to fund that. We get a little over $2 million for that. And we also get just a slight amount from vehicle registrations and also tickets that are issued in McCall and the surrounding area in Valley County. So as we saw the need change for the funding or what need grow for the funding, they started having conversations about what can we do. So we looked at lot tax, local option tax, which resort communities can impact and impose. However, only cities can do that, not counties. Mm-hmm. So that was taken out of the mix. And then they also reached, any way to do a 1% sales tax, anything like that, because the city of McCall just did that. It's not available to us.
So again, a county.
Yes, a county. So therefore, this is the only acceptable funding structure to provide a stable base for the future.
When you talk about road maintenance issues, what does that mean exactly? Because is it, you know, roads falling apart, potholes, just the ability to maybe not clear snow in the winter? What does that look like?
Thank you for that question. So Valley County actually oversees 750 miles of roads. 405 of those we actually plow snow off of in the wintertime. So that is a lot of upkeep and maintenance. We also have 3,500 plus culverts, which nobody thinks that much of culverts until they fail and actually wash out roads, wash out bridges. Mm. We have 56 bridges that we actually maintain. So in order to get a good sense of what we needed, the state came in and did an assessment of every mile of road in Valley County. And what they did is they put on it a code, if you will, or a scoring mechanism. And from 0 to 100, 100 being a brand new road, most of our roads scored 30 to 40 points. So we have a tremendous amount of maintenance work that needs to be done. We have gravel roads that need to be kept up. Those are $1,900 a mile. A paved road is $56,000 a mile. And so it's very important that we continue to take care of our paved roads. We need to do maintenance items like seal all of the cracks that are in. Once water gets underneath pavement, it breaks it apart very quickly. So for any road that we can save through that state-ranked mechanism, that matrix, we are going to try and go in and save the roads that can be saved with some chip sealing, that type of thing. The ones that can't be, we're going to have to plan for our future in order to redo those roads.
And we should be clear that Highway 55 is maintained by the state.
That is correct.
It is a state highway. So we are not talking about that. We are talking about residential roads, maybe roads leading into places where people come up to Valley County to recreate, things like that.
That is correct. So all of the rural roads are the ones that we actually either can get you to a backcountry road or into your subdivisions in most cases. We will have to make some hard choices if this does not pass. So second homeowners that come up, or even locals, may not be able to get to their property year-round because they are going to either have to snowplow themselves or hire somebody else to do that for them. So bus routes will be our main source. Of course, you know, that'll be our highest priority, is getting kids to and from school. Sometimes on a really bad snowy day, we are snowplowing in the morning and again in the afternoon. So it is that type of thing that we're mm-hmm. looking at.
We're talking with Valley County Commissioner Sherry Maupin. The county has a levy on the November 5th ballot asking voters to approve an increase in property taxes to go toward road maintenance. So let's talk about the levy itself. How much would property taxes go up if this passes?
It is $84 for every $100,000 in value. So, and that is before your, or after your tax exemption. So if you have a homeowner's exemption on your property there, it is the net value. So it's $84 on every $100,000 of debt value.
What has the conversation been like in Valley County by people who live there full-time, year-round?
You bet. Taxes are always a frustrating conversation for everyone. No one wants to be taxed, and we totally understand that. We live there, too. The conversation has been around the fact is, you know, what took so long in order to get it to this point? And the answer to that is they've been researching it for a long time. They've been doing everything that they could do to keep this away from a property tax situation. Now we've run out of time. It's now we have to do it now, because our choices, if we don't get funded, we actually have to cut by half. We run our department on $4 million a year, and that is just basic maintenance. And if we are only going to be getting a little over $2 million, we are going to have to make some really tough choices. We are asking for the levy so that there would be a little bit additional to add staff and equipment back. Last year, we had two snow graders that broke down and were stuck, and people could not get to their homes. We had no equipment to plow with.
And I think that people may not really appreciate that who don't live in Valley County, because if you come out of Valley County, there's not as much snow. I mean, we had one year that was bad in recent memory, but it's nothing like what you get in Valley County.
That's correct. And people come to us and visit and recreate. You know, all winter long, we get people up and want to come skiing and enjoying our area. Well, if you're not used to driving in snow, you need roads mm-hmm. maintained. And we don't want to have a terrible customer experience when people come and visit us.
You know, let's talk about the fact that how many people come up and recreate up there, because I believe it's something like 60% of homes in Valley County are owned by people who don't live in Valley County full-time. So is this tax disproportionately going to impact those individuals who don't live in Valley County full-time?
So we're actually up to 75% second home ownership. McCall's a little higher than that. So we are the fourth highest in the nation for second home ownership now.
I thought 67% was high when we researched that.
Yeah, no, it's very high. So as far as the impact to them, a lot of those homes are used for VRBO and vacation rentals. They will not be able to do that unless we can be able to take care of those roads for them. People will not be able to come and experience the situation the way it is now. You know, I mean, it's we need to take care of the second homeowners' roads too. A lot of times they live in areas where there may not be HOAs or there may not be homeowners associations that could plow for them. So they are then going to have to hire a snowplow driver, if they can find one, to come and actually maintain their property for them. And those are going to be huge hits to the second homeowners too. It is always a conversation when the locals are the only ones that can vote. But that is the way that the political process works. If we own second homes in Ada County, we can't vote in an Ada County vote either. So it is an impact to them. They will be paying property tax just like all of the locals. Whether they can recoup that or not through the VRBO fees, that will be up to the second homeowner.
So is it fair? And why I ask that is, I mean, you bring up a good point. If you live in Valley County, but maybe you have a home in Ada County, you're right. You can't vote. If you own a second home in Valley County, you cannot vote on this. And a lot of second homes tend to be the more expensive homes. If you look at what locals have paid for their home in comparison to what some of these second homeowners, you know, have paid, is it fair that they don't have a say in this?
Fairness, I guess that one's a hard one to answer. That is legislatively the way that it works in the state of Idaho. If you own a second home, you know when you buy that second home that you will not be able to impact voting anything in the future. The same thing happens. We have a lot of people that live in the county that actually own a business within the city. They cannot vote on anything that happens within the city. So that type of a situation happens on a regular occurrence, even for those that live in Valley County. Many things happen to us, and we try and make it with you, with us. And so that's why I'm down here today to discuss it, so that we are trying to touch as many people as we can, inform them so that they're not surprised at the end of the day if this does pass. We will try and inform them if this does not pass, how that's going to impact them and what their next steps will need to be.
And again, Election Day, November 5th, this is, now do you need in Valley County, supermajority, or is it 50%?
It is a supermajority for this vote. So we did take an advisory vote last year. We actually passed it by 69%, and we needed to go back to do this vote in order to make it legislatively legal that we can go ahead and impose that tax. So we do need 67%.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Because you did drive all the way down. So appreciate you coming in and talking about this. We've been talking with Valley County Commissioner Sherry Maupin about the upcoming election and a levy on the ballot for folks living in Valley County. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.